On the show today, we have Breaking Bank's Brett King talking about his latest book, Augmented, Life in the Smart Lane. So check it out. Where does the financial institution fit in all of this?
So I think the real challenge for FIs is that their model, as it exists today, which is, you know, we've got this credit union, we're built on service, we've got this building nearby, you come and, you know, you fill out a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and you sign that, mm-hmm. and then you get access to these services. That model is breaking because we are building massive efficiencies in the financial services ecosystem. So whether it is a payment which disappears essentially, mm-hmm. or becomes invisible, right? You know, you walk into an Amazon Go store, you walk out with your goods and the payment happens,
right.
But you don't need to swipe. In fact, you don't need a plastic card at all anymore. All you need is a token that links to your bank account,
mm-hmm.
And you need identity information. So then you start thinking about interactions like, all right, well, what if I walk into Amazon Go and I need, if I don't have enough money in my account that's linked to my Amazon account, then what happens? Well, I need access to credit. Now, in that environment, when you walk into that store, you're not going to stop, apply for a credit card, go out to a credit union or a bank and do that and wait 4 weeks and then come back. You're going to want something that just works just the same. So exactly. You're going to want Amazon to be able to provide you credit when you walk in the store, or if it's not Amazon, your bank, mm-hmm. to surface an offer on your phone saying, hey, we know every time you come to Amazon Go to do grocery shopping, you spend $400, but today you've only got $250 in your account. Would you like some extra cash? You know, and you're going to want that, you know, that's how the system is going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So in the old days, what, you know, to solve that problem, you'd have to go to a credit union, apply for a credit card, wait until that was approved. And you'd have, in the United States, you have a 70% chance of being declined.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just crazy how you know, well, it's during the financial crisis, but in the best years, it's still 45%.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, let's say 50% chance of being declined. But if you do get the card, then what happens is you probably don't know you don't have enough money in your account. So you go to a store, you pile up groceries in the cart, you go to the checkout and your debit card's declined. Then you try it again, it's declined again. Then you have to go fishing for your credit card.
Right.
So we'd redesign that so that when you walk in the store, it says, hey, you know, it looks like you need some extra cash today. And you're like, oh, I thought my salary's hit the account already. Oh, good. Yes, I'll take that. Right. So,
of course.
These interactions are taking all of the friction out of the current financial services mm-hmm. ecosystem. But in doing so, it's fundamentally shifting us away from the products that we have in financial services today to surfacing that the bank utility through experiences that are embedded in our life with
mm-hmm.
technology.
Mm-hmm.
So you no longer have a need for a credit card product. You need access to a line of credit,
mm-hmm.
but that's surfaced in real time contextually in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're thinking that this sounds like science fiction, forget it. A firm is already doing this. You know, PayPal, ex-PayPal founder Max Levchin is setting up this business Affirm. It does exactly what I'm talking about when you walk into a store and gives you merchant discount and offers and can do in-store financing on a 12-month basis and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is already being worked on. So if you say, well, no, I can't do that. We don't have the technology to do that. Come in the branch, sign a piece of paper, and then you'll have a 50% chance of getting a piece of plastic that you can use once it happens. You know, suddenly you compare that versus what's going to happen with a highly automated world,
right.
And like, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
So ultimately, if you're a credit union today that is not thinking about the ability to deliver at least revenue through mobile, right, or deliver your services through mobile in real time for almost all of your retail banking products, then the reality is within 3 years, you're going to see your business rapidly shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
By 2025, if you haven't made the adjustment, most of those credit unions will have been consolidated or be out of business.
Right.
So right now, we're at that moment of truth. Are you ready to fundamentally change the way you work with your members if you're a credit union, or the way you work with your customers if you're a community bank?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to say, well, we don't have the money to invest in this technology, and then, you know, it's just the inevitable is going to happen.
That's right.
We've seen it happen in every industry where disruption has, affected the business model. Mm-hmm. In books, in travel agencies, in stock markets, in music, et cetera, mm-hmm. In TV now. It's happening over and over again. So, we just saw HSBC close 1,000 branches. We just saw UniCredit lay off 14,000 people talking about their shift to digital. We see this happening over and over again. So why is it that some bankers still believe they're immune? It astounds me.
It's the teenage syndrome where you think you're immune to everything, but you can't see the future because you're so engrossed in yourself right now. That's how I see it. So
Christensen talks about this, of course, and we've known this for a while since the internet came along, but that's the reality. So if you've got one of these people listening and they're feeling nervous right now, then my message would simply be, You have to start making the change.
Indeed. Because what you just described is like Amazon's going to be your next bank. So if you need that extra cash at the checkout line, Amazon will be happy to give it to you. Of course.